Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. Psalm 141, 5.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Wounds That Build and Heal was written by Marvin Williams and read by Wes Ward.
Psalm 141. I call to you, Lord. Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. That is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by in safety. Wounds That Build and Heal, written by Marvin Williams. According to research, Gen Z can detect a false compliment a mile away. While the intention might be kindness, the members of that generation value something deeper, genuine respect and honesty. Not looking to be flattered, they want to be believed in. When truth is spoken, they feel respected, taken seriously, and are challenged to grow. But this is likely true for most of us. Psalm 141:5 gives voice to this wisdom. David wrote, "Let a righteous man strike me. That is a kindness. Let him rebuke me." In his prayer to God, he asks that he would welcome loving wounds from friends as kindness. David was intimating that real love doesn't dodge difficult conversations. It tells the truth, not to shame people, but to help them be drawn to God and not be drawn to what is evil. This passage reminds us that wise, truthful feedback isn't about tearing others down, but building them up. Let's not fear receiving correction from the right sources, and let's not shy away from offering it either. We don't need more sugar-coated words. We need people who are willing to speak the truth in love. Sometimes the words that sting the most are the ones that build us, heal us, and help us become who God made us to be. Would you pray with me? Oh, Father, give us humble hearts that truly welcome correction as a kindness, even when it stings. And, Lord, use truthful words to shape us, guarding us from evil and drawing us closer to you. Thank you, Lord, so much. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. Why can it be hard to offer correction to other believers? How do you respond to loving correction from others?